Do be seated. Well, good morning, everyone. I have a question for you. What have leather workers, tanners, butchers, bookbinders, plasterers, tailors, and glove makers have in common? It's St. Bartholomew's. St. Bartholomew is widely recognised as the patron saint of all these professions, and today, rightly said, is St. Bartholomew's Day. Now, according to tradition, Bartholomew worked in Armenia. He converted many people to Christianity, including the king. He was persecuted and finally beheaded. And he has been adopted as the patron saint of Armenia for his good and faithful works. In historical English traditions, St. Bartholomew's Day was a time for harvest festivals, markets and fairs. A traditional feast included Barthelmas beef, which was a piece of brisket soaked for 5 days in water and vinegar, nutmeg, ginger, cinnamon, cloves, mace and salt were added, and it was cooked in an earthenware pot. Believe it or not, you would eat it cold with mustard and sugar. I'm not really sure that that appeals to me. Give me cake every time. Bartholomew was one of Jesus' disciples. And in our reading from Acts today, we see the apostles doing amazing things, healing the sick and casting out evil spirits. Their faith and commitment to spreading the message of Jesus brought hope and healing to many. This passage reminds us that the power of faith and the importance of community. Just like the early believers gathered together, we should come together too, support each other and share the love of Christ. Let us thank God for St. Bartholomew. Let's be inspired by his example and step out in faith to bring healing and hope to those around us. Spreading good news relies on communications. If we all understand the information presented to us, we have the opportunity to act. If you remember, in 2023, we had an away day. It was an opportunity for everyone to share their thoughts about our community here in St. Bartholomew's. I spoke last year about how we worked our way through the answers, and there were many. And I spoke, and we also categorised those ideas into groups so that we could allocate them to teams via the PCC who could best deal with them. Last year, we encouraged the teams to take these ideas, come up with ways in which we could address them, and then to implement them into a strategy. So far, we've made real progress. And because of this, we are proposing to amend our parish profile and our action plan to formalise what we see as our medium-term goals. So say for the next 2 to 3 years. So you ask yourself, or ask me probably, what have we achieved and what is our plan? We are producing an update document, which we are going to use as our blueprint. Many of these tasks have been started either as trials or positive actions. And you can read about them at your leisure when this document is completed. We're just waiting for a few more bits of feedback. But I'll give you some ideas of what our PCC and strategy groups have been up to and intend to do to address the away day ideas. First of all, you can see from our diagram, we have one of the circles called Church Without Walls, or also known as our events team. From many of the away day responses, it was clear that people were very interested in linking up better with the community. So we have engaged with parish events and been involved with events such as VE Day, picnics, and this weekend's village show. Several men's groups events have had guests attend and have been very successful. And we have held different theme services, many of which address the needs of those seeking solace. Each of these has supported our outreach programme and improved our relationship with many others. The second you can see up there is pastoral care. Remember, we are called to love one another, and our pastoral team does exactly that. We have a robust system for following up anniversaries by sending cards, arranging visits, or invitations to events. Our team coordinates visits to those who are unable to get out and about, and often taking communion to them. They also have a network of agencies with which they liaise and can put people in touch with those who can best help. And all of these activities are conducted within a safe environment with documentation recorded for safeguarding purposes. Our third, spiritual growth. Another area that is very dear to people's hearts on the away day. We have been able to expand our ministry team and provide a range of different speakers and topics on Sunday morning. And we've trialled summer evening services in Compline, which have been successful and extended to at least October of this year. We have themed Bible and theological studies and run confirmation classes. And we plan to add modern reflection inspired by upcoming services. Number four, our families, children, young people. I suppose most of us can't help but notice the increase of young people in our Sunday morning services. What a joy to have so many in our midst. The team of volunteers has increased, and there are many different activities taking place in the children's corner. Angela, during this week, has reorganised that corner, and I'd like you to have a look and see what she's been able to do. We continue to visit school on a regular basis and are involved in school assemblies. The Easter experience, Christmas and end of term services in church for the whole school have been an exciting development for all concerned. Administration, right in the middle of our circles. 2025 has been our quinquennial year. Every 5 years we have an architect survey the church building with a list of recommendations for remedial works. The building is under our stewardship, as it has been for generations before. So the Fabric Committee is reliant on the church being financially viable to afford repairs and maintenance. We have a programme of repairs planned and an action plan for applying for grants to assist us with new projects. In the past, major works such as rehanging of bells and our West End project have been financed in this way. We've also introduced software, as many of you know, to help manage our growing reliance on communications and workload. And in an increasingly cashless society, we are able to take contactless payments both in the church and at events such as for Silly Sunday and this weekend. We're also mindful of the need for succession planning and to encourage those who wish to learn more about church roles and perhaps shadow those incumbents. Come and talk to Trish, Andrea, Sue, Jane or me if you are interested in succession planning. So in summary, our away day at Copethorpe School has provided us with a clear and comprehensive strategy to guide our church's growth and development over the next years. We have more work to do, of course, but by focusing on outreach, pastoral care, spiritual growth, family engagement, and effective administration, we'll continue to grow in faith and serve in love. I said earlier that spreading good news relies on communication. In our reading from Luke, the disciples are arguing about who is the greatest among them. Jesus steps in and teaches them that true greatness comes from serving others. He shows that he came to serve, not to be served, and calls his followers to do the same. In today's world, this message is still relevant. We are called to serve with humility, putting others' needs before our own. By doing this, we reflect the heart of Christ and fulfil our mission as his followers. In feeding back the Away Day information, I've become aware that it is not always clear what we are doing to serve in our various roles. And what is happening behind the scenes sometimes leads to speculation, doubt and worry. To address this, we have agreed with Andrea that we will produce this quarterly bulletin to hopefully, comprehensively, feed back a whole range of information, including finance, projects and PCC updates. You can also see from this week's notices that you are encouraged to sign up to the email newsletter. This letter is normally sent out on a Sunday afternoon by Jane. It's not the same as the notices. It contains lots of information, links to groups, and to the latest sermon. We record them every week and make them available to you to listen, take your time, and reflect on each message. At the moment, for this newsletter, we only have 63 subscribers, some of whom are not on the electoral roll. So there are quite a few of us who are missing out on Jane's sterling work. Our overwhelming desire is to provide information and make sure that we include everyone. We want to make our church stronger and forward-thinking for future generations. A closing prayer. Father God, help us to strive to be servant leaders, making a positive impact in our communities and glorifying you through our actions. Guide us in our thoughts and actions. Help us to commit to our objectives with prayerful hearts and a spirit of unity. And lead us into fulfilling your mission for our church and for our community. Amen.